compete in the AFC North, you have to be willing to bloody your nose a little bit. This team is going to be built on toughness.
We're going to go out and get better every day.
The Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, begins now.
Hey, Dog Pound, good evening and welcome to the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford here in the Mike Pettine Studios with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. A lot of Mike Pettines in the start of this show. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. It's a tough week, just the preparation, getting ready for a Thursday night game. So a lot of these days are kind of 2 days into one. So we're grinding, but we'll be ready to go.
Does it help coming off of a game like Arizona to know that you have to just put that behind you and get your focus on a game so quickly?
Yeah, that's what we did with the players on Monday. They came in Monday morning and got a workout in, and then also reviewed the game tape with the coaches, and essentially by noon had put the Arizona game behind us. You know, the positives and the negatives, and then gave them the afternoon off, and then they came back in for dinner and kicked it off with a team meeting, and then went through our initial installation game plan stuff for Cincinnati. So it was good, I think, to kind of segment the day that way and compartmentalize it, kind of, you know, get the Sunday game behind us early in the day, and then almost have it be like a whole different day to come in and start over.
They say an NFL game is two halves, and that was never more apparent than it was on Sunday when first half you absolutely dominated one of the better teams in the NFL. The second half didn't go that way. What do you pull from that positively and negatively?
There's a lot of good to pull from it. I mean, that was a very good defense that we put three scores up on in the first half, and then offensively we were able to hold them down, and I think the ability, you know, that one of the reasons we did some good things defensively was our ability to take the football away. Able to just strip a ball. I know we got an interception later in the game. I think it's just a continued lesson for our guys is that we have to play better for longer. But there's also coming out of it is some confidence. And it's when you go back and look at it and see the good things that we did, knowing that if we can get more consistent, that we can play with any team in this league.
I know it didn't go the way that Johnny would have wanted it to last year against Cincinnati, but the fact that he's game planned for Cincinnati, does that help on this short week?
I think it helps. I'm sure he pulled out his stuff from a year ago, his very detailed notes on the game, both before and after. That can do nothing but help. And then I think he also realizes how far he's come, you know, from that, from a professional standpoint, that he's been just so much better in what we're doing system-wise, having a good understanding of NFL defenses and where to go with the football and how to hang in the pocket and take the plays that are there, and then still has the ability to get out and extend if need be. So we'll be very confident.
With Joe Hayden and Dante Whitner out with those concussions, who's starting for them in their place?
It'll be probably a combination with we have some answers at corner. Desir will get some playing time depending on what package we're in. Justin Gilbert will get some playing time. Batamosi will be out there as well. Ibrahim Campbell will step in and play some safety. And we also have Don Jones, who's been more of a special teamer for us. But you know, it helps us having Gip back to at least have another starter back there. But we thought Campbell did some good things, very physical when he came in the game, and it wasn't too big for him. Last week, and we're looking for more of the same.
And he stole my thunder. Say he looked like a physical guy. He looked like he knew where to be on the field. Does that give you confidence to see a rookie that far along, even though he hadn't been playing?
It does, but it doesn't come as a surprise because he's been. I mean, this is a guy that's taken advantage of the mental reps when he hasn't been in there, and you know, when Jeff Hafley corrects the safeties, the starters, Witt and Gip on something, that he's right there making sure that he gets the note as well, and that's just a sign of being a professional. He's very mature. For being a rookie, and he gets it. So it's not a surprise that he was able to step in there, and he knew what to do, and he executed.
This Bengals offense has been very high-flying so far this year. What's the biggest difference you see in the 2015 version of the Bengals?
I just think they're playing great team football. I mean, they're very complimentary. Their defense is playing at a high level. And offensively, they can do it a variety of ways. I think that's where they've been so effective that if there's a particular team that takes away the wide outs, they can throw it to the tight end, they can run the ball, get it to the backs. If you load up to stop the run or pack the middle of the field, now you're susceptible on the outside with Green and Sanu and Jones. So it's a challenge. I mean, and I think the biggest reason is that I've said this week, is the quarterback's playing at a high level. Very accurate, knows where to go with the ball, seems very comfortable in their system. And it's when you put all that together, it's not a surprise they're having the success that they are.
Have you seen a real difference in Andy Dalton on tape this year compared to last year when preparing for him?
I do. I just think he's much more confident. I think he is he's got a healthier supporting cast. We always talk about, you want to evaluate the quarterback. Well, let's make sure you're evaluating the guys around him.
When you look at their running backs, they have kind of the big thumper, the runner between the tackles, Jeremy Hill, who had a big game against the Browns last year, but they also have Giovanni Bernard. Is that what you ultimately hope to get Crow or Turbin and Duke Johnson to kind of shadow or mirror what they're doing down there in Cincinnati?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to model it just after what another team's doing, but we understand our guys' skill sets and want to make sure that when we design plays and personnel groupings and packages that we're going to take advantage of what our guys do best.
What's the most important thing for the Browns to do to get the W like you did a year ago on a Thursday night in Cincinnati?
Get off to a good start. I think that's critical. We can start fast. I know that the crowd will be revved up like they were a year ago, and I think we got a turnover early to deflated the crowd a little bit. So I think the start is important. But we've been pushing our guys all week and making sure that they knew it, but they got to believe. I mean, we can't go down there with our confidence shaken because of where we are. You know, if you just look at the circumstances, you know, on the road against an undefeated team, our record is what it is, and I think it's real easy to go down there with, you know, an attitude that things aren't going to go well. And that's not what the men in our room are like. Certainly not what the coaching staff is like. And that's the beauty of sports, that we get to go out and play.
That's right. That
the game's not played on paper or not played on somebody's couch or not played in a TV studio. So we get to go out and compete go out and earn a victory. I mean, that's one of the most satisfying things in sports when people tell you can't do something and you go out and do it anyway.
And we certainly will see the Browns get that chance tonight on NFL Network on national TV, where they beat the Bengals 1 year ago. When we come back, we'll get a little hashtag Ask Pet going, and also the PNC Bank film breakdown. So I talked to Kaywan Williams about his strip fumble of Larry Fitzgerald when the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford, returns on News Channel 5.
The Mike Pettine Interview, brought to you by Elk and Out.